EDL Radio Encore.
We're not just coming down the road, but we're coming across the airways. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's all patriots up and down the country and across all over the globe there. I thought for a minute tonight I wasn't going to be able to have any clips, but I managed to sort something else out. So I managed to upload a couple of audio clips for tonight because there were some problems that a few of us have had. But now I've sorted that out, it should be okay for the for future shows now. As I say, I'd like to say hello. I've got the Pal Talk room open. I've got Angel_EDL. She's one of my admins, and hopefully she might be co-hosting soon on the East Anglian's EDL radio show as well. So that would be really, really great. But as I say, got a couple of audio clips tonight. There's a few things I want to talk about. Oh, just before I continue, I must remember the number to call in. If you wish to call in at any time, please do. Is 001, if you're outside the USA, 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. Okay. So something I wanted to talk about, which I did put by, especially. I'm going to read something that I just read just before I come on the air earlier. And this is Alan West, Morsi. Election proof, Arab Spring, a radical Islamic nightmare. Okay, Stalwart Florida Republican Congressman Adam West has written an entry at his official Facebook page on the election of Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi as Egypt's first popularly elected president. With typical, if exceedingly rare, candid insight, West observes, "A year ago, there was those of us who warned the Obama administration of a Muslim takeover in Egypt. We were castigated as alarmists and loose cannons. Today, our predictions have come to reality, and the ominous spectre reminding us of the Iranian Revolution is evidence how true. The Muslim Brotherhood claimed they would not run a presidential candidate. Clearly, the Arab Spring is nothing more than a radical Islamic nightmare." Unfortunately, yesterday, President Obama, whose State Department has been justifiably accused of endorsing Morsi's candidacy, issued a statement proclaiming that Morsi's election represented a milestone in Egypt's transition to democracy. Oh my goodness me. Thus, President Obama was hailing the election of a man who just over a month ago openly affirmed the Muslim Brotherhood jihadist credo and accompanying desire to institute the full-throated application of Sharia in Egyptian society. Morsi, during a speech before Cairo University students in mid-May, stated plainly, just bear with me guys while I come down there, plainly, "The Quran in our constitution, the Prophet is our leader, jihad is our path, and death in the name of Allah is our goal. Today we can establish Sharia law because our nation will acquire well-being only with Islam and Sharia. The Muslim Brothers and Freedom and Justice Party will be the conductors of these goals." My goodness me. There is a bitter irony to President Obama's comment about Morsi's election being a milestone. Indeed, the election of a committed Muslim brother as Egypt's president is entirely consistent with Muslim Brotherhood ideologue. Sayyid Qutb's blueprint in milestone for the recreation of hegemonic Muslim caliphate, which I've been saying all the way along. That's what it's all about. Contra the feckless President Obama, Congressman West insisted that the appropriate response to the election results was to reaffirm your support for Coptic Christians in Israel and to eliminate foreign aid to Egypt. West also dubbed President Obama the second coming of President Jimmy Carter, very well said, Alan, and called upon him to denounce the results of the election, repudiate the Muslim Brotherhood and all radical Islamist political entities. I'm not sure, I think that could be the... Yeah, yes, that's the end of that. So let me come back where I was in the room. Okay, let's come back to the studio. So there you go. It's quite obvious what we see before us. It is the... we've known that the Muslim Brotherhood, this is the prime goal. Since 1928, all that has been a prime goal is to create a caliphate. Well, it seems they're on that road to doing that, doesn't it, ladies and gentlemen? What I'm going to do, I've got something that you might want to listen to. Sometimes, you know, you get inspired by certain speeches, don't you, guys? You know, sometimes you might listen to Tommy Robinson, Kevin Carroll, and other people. But there's someone that I myself have been inspired by, and I have listened to this tape quite a few times. And this is called "Failure Is Not an Option," and basically it does speak volumes. And it is, you know, when I listen to this. Speech there by this gentleman. You know, it does. I sometimes reflect to a type of a Winston Churchill type of a speech there. So I'd like to play this to everybody. I hope you guys. Oh, by the way, you know, like I say, a big hi to the East Anglians out there, EDL, and to Ivan, of course, to Ren. And of course, I'd like to give a big shout out to my division, the Ipswich division, with Shane and Ginge and all my Ewan, of course, Ewan, he follows this show very much. So I hope you're listening in, Ewan. So here we go, guys. Hope you enjoy this.
My friends, I have a problem with Islam. I am offended by Islam. Yeah. Islam is a thoroughly offensive cult. Yeah. That does not make me a racist. It does not make me Islamophobic. A phobia is an irrational fear of something, and I do not have an irrational fear of Islam. There is nothing irrational about my fear of what I know will happen to my country and my people if Islam wins this war. I am not a racist. I see many people of different ethnic origins with us in the English Defence League. I am happy that they are with us. The political left, the Union of Anti-Fascists and the Muslims, they hate the fact that the English Defence League are not only culturally diverse, but that we are becoming more and more diverse as people of all faiths, all colours and all ethnic backgrounds are seeing past the lies that are perpetrated about the English Defence League, and they realise that we are not the racists and that this diversity will make us stronger and help us win this war. My friends, make no mistake, we are at war. And it is a war that we must fight and win in these islands. The storm clouds are gathering. The seeds for an Islamic holy war have been planted in Europe. And political correctness is the compost that has enabled it to grow. We did not start this war. This war has been thrust upon us and has been going on for generations. Only we didn't realise it until now. It is not new. The Muslims have been doing this since 622 AD. 1,400 years. And it's time that we got with the programme, people. Islam. Islam is calling for a holy war against all non-Muslims. And it is a fact that Islam is responsible for 75% of all the world's violence. Since 9/11, there have been more than 17,000 Islamic acts of terror worldwide, leaving over 70,000 people dead and more than 100,000 seriously injured. And that does not include the thousands of people murdered and maimed by Sharia law. Our political leaders still do not know there is a war going on, or they do not want to know. It is something that scares them. Fascist, Islamophobe, racist, and Nazi. These are words that scare and paralyze our politicians into doing absolutely nothing. Be sure of one thing, my friends. Our politicians appease Islam because of fear. Not only do our politicians, political masters, not protect us from the scourge of Islam, but they also betray our fighting men and women in Afghanistan. They don't give our military commanders the equipment our fighting men and women need, but they constantly interfere with the military decisions, thereby tying one hand behind our military commanders' backs. That, my friends, cost our people their lives. Our fighting men and women give to the British government a blank cheque for their lives. And the British government has cashed those cheques time and time and time again. And when the men and the women leave the armed forces, the government thinks that's the end of the matter. Well, it's bloody well not. We have a mental health problem. amongst ex-servicemen and women due to combat stress. They see and they do things no one should have to see or do, and they all deal with it differently. If the government deny this, which they have done, then I say to them, look to the Falklands War. More veterans from that war committed suicide than died in combat. War affects people, and that is the simple truth. Our politicians, most of which have never served, never been under fire, they send our young men and young women to fight in a war they themselves would not, if given the chance, fight in. If our men make mistakes when they come home because they're suffering from post-traumatic stress, our government puts them in prison. It's cheaper than helping them cope with their problems. They betray our fighting men and women, and they betray our people on a daily basis. These islands of ours, they've saved the world twice in modern times, 1914 and 18, 1939 and 45. The British people and the men and women of the former empire saved the world in those wars, and the Muslim fanatics know that they must defeat the British people in these islands if they want to win in Europe. Therefore, my friends, we must win this war. And with the help of the British people and the people of the British Commonwealth, we can win this war. Make no mistake, this is World War III. And make no mistake, my friends, if we lose this war, some of us will cease to exist, and we will, as a nation, be extinct. We are not fighting this war for ourselves, but for our children, and the children who will never be born if we fail. I'm telling you now, failure is not an option. Our enemies have a different reality to us. We must understand that reality. Our enemies' reality must become our own. We must accept their reality, and by doing that, we can defeat them. It is time that the media put aside its bias against the English Defence League, against the Christians and against the Jews. It is time to start at telling the truth about Islam and about us. I have a warning. I warn the media who cry out about the freedom and independence of the press. If you do not start telling the truth, the whole truth, without the prejudice against the patriots, who are so hated by the left, the political correct brigade, that in three or four generations, if we fail, there will be no freedom of the press that you put such great store by. There will be no freedom, period. And guess what? You, the ladies and the gentlemen of the press, you by your cowardice and submission will have colluded in the destruction and death of all our freedoms. When it comes to freedom, my friends, we must tell it, we must teach it, we must live it, we must breathe it, we must be prepared to fight for it, and if that is what it takes, we must die for it. This is the only way we can guarantee freedom for our children and for the countless generations of our children who will never exist if we fail. Our children's future is in our hands today. I say it again to all of my friends out there. Failure is not an option.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when I listen to that speech in Dudley, by that gentleman there, I find it totally inspiring. I really do. And that's how important it is. If you listen to every word what that man, that gentleman had to say, that patriot had to say, it's the truth. This is something that we've got no choice. This is a fight for freedom. It's a fight for the future of our children's children. You see, People might think, oh, maybe they're exaggerating. No, we're not exaggerating. We can see this threat. This is what we try to do, is to wake people up, to make them aware that this is a very serious threat for their future, not for their future so much, but their children's future, their grandchildren's future. That's why I'm here. This is what I do, because I know it's so important. And that is why you've got patriots up and down the country. This is why you've got defence leagues all across the globe. Simply they know that this threat's out there. People have woken up and continue to wake up. There's still a lot of people in their slumbers and are just starting to wake up. And that's what we're doing, is we're just making people aware that this is very much a serious threat. And if you look at what's happening with the political correctness, which I said I was going to talk about, look what's happened over 25 years. Political correctness is like a cancer. It's been slowly destroying our nations. Our strong nations have made them weak. And who's benefited from this? I ask, who's benefited? Of course, our enemies. And of course, it empowers those Islamists and people like that. The dimitude of the politicians, it makes me sick, like it probably does you, ladies and gentlemen. It is something that, I've said it for a long time, there needs a new way forward in this country, so this country can go on and move on without fear of what the future may hold. But I think sometimes you've got to have something positive to put in its place. And I do believe that there are these, the politics is starting to take shape now, that there are certain parties that's coming to the forefront. And hopefully we haven't left it too late. That's what I hope, and that's what I'll pray. But anyway, after that, as I say, it was a shiver up my spine when I listened to that. Audio tape, and the video is quite good as well, guys, you get a chance to watch it. But what I'm going to play now is The Voice. To me, I think it's only right that we should, I should play this, because it is very much like a spiritual. Now, I listen to this and I'll get shivered up my spine, because it's like a calling. We've all been called upon. This is our time to be brave and be courageous of what we do. It is a calling for every single one of us. Anybody associated that's dealing with the EDL, this is a calling for every single one of those who are patriots out there. This goes out to everybody, The Voice. go. That's the voice, Celtic woman. As I say, I know someone who's sitting in the chat room, in the Bell Talk chat room, who loves that tune, just like I do, like many of you do. I know it's just one of those tunes that you never get tired of listening to, do you guys? Anyway, yeah, so if there's anything that I've been talking about that you'd like to ring in and make a comment or anything, I'd appreciate it. The number to ring in is 001-858-777-5934. I'd be 001, if you're outside the US, 858-777-5934. I hope you're enjoying this show. As I say, for a minute today, I thought I was going to have to rehash some things that I've done before, but I managed to find another server that I could upload some of my YouTube clips. So there you go. So we're back in business again. There's another little story I wanted to read. Do you remember a while ago, guys, when we heard about Laura Logan? Do you remember when the uprising going on in Egypt that time, and you heard about the assault on that American anchor woman? It was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. And of course, Laura actually came back onto the news station later and said she didn't want to talk about it anymore. So, you know, but I've always thought, you know, it's what Winston Churchill once said. And I've got another story which it'll make you think what Winston Churchill said about a Mohammedan in a Muslim is like hydrophobia in a dog's, in a dog, in a pack, in a dog. Anyway, let me read this story. Let me read it. This is a British journalist, Natasha Smith. She's 22. Okay, guys, so let me read this. This is the people that we deal with, these animals, okay? I'll just wait for it to come up, so bear with me, guys. Wherever it is. Maybe your problem there. Okay, there it is. Hopefully. No. Anyway, it should be coming up. But, there you go. I think it is. Just bear with me. Sometimes the computer's a little bit slow. Okay, yeah, I've got it now. It's just my computer's a bit slow tonight. The headlines of it is, this is the Mail Online, by the way. And this is the grab me. And it's quite distressing when you read it yourself. It's very upsetting. And it goes, please God, make it stop. British female journalist, 21, describes a horrific sexual assault in Egypt's Tahrir Square after election result. A British journalist was brutally sexually assaulted. Actually, it's a big headline, so I've got to go down the page a little bit. A British journalist was brutally sexually assaulted in Cairo's Tahrir Square as thousands of Egyptians gathered to celebrate the nation's presidential election results. Natasha Smith, 21, has detailed how she was violently attacked by a group of animals who stripped her naked, scratched and clenched her breast and forced her fingers inside her, the animals. She only escaped by donning men's clothes and a burqa and being whisked away to safety by two other men. Just bear with me, guys. I've got to go down the page a little bit. Writing on her blog, she said, all I could see was leering faces, more and more faces, sneering and jeering as I was tossed around like fresh meat among starved lions. Horrible. The incident occurred on Sunday when Egyptians flooded the area celebrating the announcement Mohammed Morsi would be the nation's first democratically elected leader. Smith, who will graduate with an MA in international journalism from University College, Falmouth in August, was in the Tahrir to film the crowd for a documentary on women's rights. So much for women's rights there, young lady. But the initial atmosphere of jubilation, excitement and happiness quickly turned against her. She said, just as I realised I had reached the end of the bridge, I noticed the crowd become thicker and decided immediately to turn around to avoid Tahrir Square. My friends and I tried to leave. I tried to put my camera back in my rucksack, but in a split second, everything changed. I've got to go down. Just bear with me, guys, as I say. It's quite a spread out a bit. Men have been groping me for a while, but suddenly something shifted. I found myself being dragged from my male friend, groped all over with increasingly force and aggression. I screamed. I could see what was happening, and I saw that I was powerless to stop it. I couldn't believe that I'd got into this situation. The former Weymouth College and University of Nottingham student said she was then stripped, naked and assaulted. So I'm sighing because it's distressing when you read a young lady's plight like that, a young 21-year-old young lady. She shouldn't be there in the first place. She wrote, I began to think, maybe this is just it. Maybe this is how I go, how I die. I've had a good life. Whether I live or die, this will all be over soon. A friend eventually reached her and managed to guide her to a medical tent. Local women helped protect her as she put on the burqa and clothes. She said the men outside remained thirsty for the blood. Their prey had been cruelly snatched from their grasp. They peered in, so I had to quick duck down and hide. They attempted to attack the tent, and those inside began making a barricade out of chairs. They wanted my blood. She then escaped by posing as a stranger's wife and walked out hand in hand with the man. She added, the women told me the attack was motivated by rumours spread by troublemaking thugs that I was a foreign spy. But if that was the cause, it was only really used as a pretext, as an excuse to molest and violate a blonde, young, Western woman. Exactly. Smith is not the first Western woman to be assaulted while working in Egypt. CBS News Lara Logan was attacked during the 2011 revolution. She said men in the crowd had raped her with their hands. Egyptian journalist Mona Ephraimway also was assaulted by Egyptian security forces in November. And Smith has vowed that the abuse would not stop her from exposing a wider issue of sexual assault in the country. She said, I will overcome this and come back stronger and wiser. My documentary will be fueled by my passion to help make people aware of just how serious this issue is. It's not just a passing news story. It briefly gets people's attention. Then it's forgotten. This is a constant trend and has to stop. Arab women, Western women, there are so many sufferers. So there you go. And there's so many different comments at the bottom of that, of the page there. There's so many comments. Now, it's far too many for me to actually mention. But as I say, reading that, it's very similar to Lara Logan, isn't it, guys? And of course, that other lady, they just treat Western women as though they're meat. And it's true. This is the way they treat women. It's disgusting. It really is. What I'll do, I've played this before. Maybe needs to lift the spirits up a little bit, because it does. It's very disheartening when you hear stories like that. That poor woman's plight there. So I'm going to play this. I've played this on the show before, so I hope you enjoy it, guys. No, I'm not. I'm going to use this one. I'm going to do this. So I know you'll like this one. Here we go.
It started out as a feeling, which then grew into hope, which then turned into a quiet thought, which then turned into a quiet
Most of you ladies and gentlemen out there listen to the East Anglia's EDL radio show, enjoy that as much as I do. And I'd like to just give a little mention to my dear mate here, England Ball. He's in the Pearl Talk room, and he had a bit of a go at me because I didn't say hello to him. I did. I'll say hello to my friends, but it's good to see him. I was on a show last night. It was called, let me see, In Defence of Freedom. And it was a very, very interesting show. It was Kel, a.k.a. Red Fox. She was hosting the room with other people. And it was some good topics. We talked about different issues. It was really good. And of course, England Ball, he was in the room on the show as well. I didn't realise the time had gone by so quick. There you go. It's true. It's like I just can't believe that the time's gone so quick tonight. But I've got something else that I'd like to play. This is another audio clip. As I say, time starts to tick down, and what Island fears the most is laughter. This is quite funny. Sometimes you need to lift the spirits a little bit, because there was that story I said a little while ago that. Before I go on, just like to say, if anybody, some of the issues that I've been discussing, if you'd like to ring in, the number to ring in, if you're ringing outside the US, is 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. With that, I'll play this, because it's about 9 minutes. So, there's a little bit of an intro onto this, so just bear with me.
I hope you will accept this video response, brother. This morning, I was an atheist. But after hearing and watching your video, atheism is not a position that I can maintain one day longer. I think most of my subscribers are atheists, and I want them to hear how you converted me to Islam.
My respected brothers and sisters, the topic for my today's talk will be punishment in the grave, and how will be punished in the grave, and what will happen to the pious persons in the grave who lived according to the Islamic monotheism. Okay, the first thing I would like to talk about over here is that, of course, we believe, I don't know who believes or not, but according to logic and common sense that...
And of course, that's what started it. This point, from here on in, common sense and logic, it's all there.
The reason for us being in the grave is that there is something to come, because if there is nothing to come, why would we die?
Sorry. It's so clear. I've been wasting my life. There is an afterlife. Why else would we die? It's like light. And my pet rabbit will be waiting for me. Because he died too.
So from here, we can think or we can argue about one thing, that there is something after this world. Let me talk about a few of the punishments which will happen in the grave to the bad people. And those punishments are, of course, very fearful.
I'm scared already!
The punishment will start from here, that two angels will come. They will ask you three questions.
Not the quiz of death!
First is, who is your Lord?
Allah.
Second, what is your religion?
Islam.
Third, who is this person? And they will show you a face of Prophet Muhammad.
But I don't know what Muhammad looked like. Nobody knows what Muhammad looked like.
Then the angels will hit you with a hammer.
This is fear. This is just nerves.
Between your two ears, mean on your face. Now from here, if you see that those hammers will be of steel, and it will be kind of big and quite heavy, and if you hit your face from your hand like this on your face, you feel a little bit of pain, and if you hit hard on the nose or on this part, you will feel a lot of pain. And think how much hard will they hit you from the hammer. They will hit you with so much force that your head will blow into parts.
What? I'm dead? And then my head is going to be split in two? I can't face that.
And then they will join again and they will hit you again. And they will keep hitting you for a while. And if a person thinks that with how much force and velocity will they hit me, that hammer, that with only one hit my head is gonna break up into pieces. Whoa. Okay, then from then there will come snakes in the grave. And those snakes are not snakes which are found in this world. They are snakes which will come from hell.
Snakes? Snakes from hell? Ugh. Snakes from hell. Oh, it's never happened before. This is just fucking priceless.
There will be 90 snakes, each snake with 9 heads.
I don't know. I wonder if I can get a tear out. Oh, I love you.
And those snakes are so full of poison that it is said by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if one of those snakes bite the earth, this earth, then till the day of Qiyamah, means till the last day, that the whole earth will never ever bring out any greenery. Everything will be rotten and no one will be able to harvest any plants or any trees or something. The earth will be so much poison. It will be full of so poison. And they will keep biting you.
So there's no chance of me recovering at all then? That's what you're saying?
The snakes will keep biting you from day till night if you don't pray, if you don't worship.
Oh God. Oh, I'm sweating, it's wonderful. This is the best life I've had. But okay, no. I know what's coming.
Each snake have 9 heads. And 1 scorpion. And that scorpion is so much poisonous that there is a... this is a true story, by the way.
Are you sure about all this?
And the man went to a graveyard. And in the graveyard, he saw a grave which was a little bit weak. I mean, it was not, you can say, hard or firm. So he broke the grave and he went inside.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You find a grave that's not particularly well packed down, you're gonna take a look, aren't you? There's a lot of grave robbing that goes on around my way.
Inside he saw a scorpion, a small scorpion, a strange kind of scorpion, and he was stinging the dead body. That scorpion came out of the grave, and he saw the camel coming. He stung the camel, and the camel all of a sudden died.
The scorpion got him with a headshot.
And then the man came outside. He saw the camel is dead. He got happy and he kicked the camel with anger. And when he kicked the camel, his feet till the ankle melted.
Stop.
That really scared me.
I see in the notes in the sidebar that you say that Darwin converted to Islam. I always wondered about that beard.
Oh, I don't know. It was very hard to stop laughing in between it, but if I did, it would have spoiled it for everybody. So I hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed that audio clip there. They did try to actually pull it and flag it and that, but it's managed to resurface. And there you go, played it on the show tonight. So I hope you enjoyed it, guys. Anyway, I was going to play this a little while ago, but I thought the mood wasn't quite right. Anyway, if anybody wants to ring in, so we've still got about 10 minutes or so left, the number to ring in if you're outside the US is 001-858-777-5934. Repeat, 001-858-777-5934. So there you go. And now, this is the first time I've played this on the show before, and I've played it for a long time anyway, so hope you enjoy it. Best out, you ain't as good as I. Well, there you go. England belongs to me, you, and that's all. So I've played that before. So I hope you enjoyed it, guys. So say it's the time's counting down a bit. So I'm going to rush on. I'm going to play this, and then, you know, the winds of change will come up after this. Once again, guys, thanks. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm the host. I'm Jeff, I'm the host of the East Anglians EDL radio show. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've tried to mix it up a bit tonight, so everybody's I hope you've enjoyed what I've tried to do. With that, I'm going to play We Must Resist. There you go.
News of the world said we are hooligans. We're the only people to defend your rights. And I won't stand by and watch this country die. So roll Britannia with the EDL. Go, man!
We must resist, and I've got to resist by carrying on much longer. I'd like to thank everybody that's been listening into the show. I'd like to thank the people. Actually, I'd like to give a bit of a shout out to Dave, Rob, Brian, Mark, and Alan, who will be travelling up the Dewsbury on Saturday. Okay, so have a safe journey, guys. And I said I'd give you a mention. So with that, I'm going to play the Winds of Change and only for a little while, mind you. And as I say, this is my exit. So yeah, guys, tune in tomorrow night, because hopefully we'll have another good show tomorrow night, okay? So with that, the Winds of Change. And it is happening. I can feel it, and you can feel it.
Down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. That we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Okay, I've got to say good night to everybody. And so once again, thanks for tuning in to the East Anglia's EDL radio show. I'm signing off now. So you take care, stay safe. God bless you all. And not forgetting, no surrender. ever. Ever. Good night, guys.
Now, extras that help you navigate the new media world.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Southern Sense is conservative talk with Annie, the radio chick you bellis as host, and C.S. Bennett, co-host. Informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect. You never know where they'll go, but you'll love the journey. Annie is a top conservative host on Top Talk Radio and features some of the finest guests packed with important politicians and newsmakers. Listen every Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, on the SHR Media Network. Remember, Southern Sense is common sense.
It's Your Business Diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York. The Lid himself, Jeff Dummett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com and Lid Radio. We fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnitz.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Good evening. Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show is featured on the SHR Media Network every Tuesday and Thursday night for 2 hours at 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific. Whilst manufacturers are running out of metal for the diapers of the leftists, BZ continues to radically change the world of leftists, one diaper at a time. Stop balancing your checkbooks. Stop cleaning your fish tanks. The Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show is your magnet for truth, justice, obesity, a darkened studio, and late night freedom. No United States of America freedoms were abridged in the making of this ad.
This is Shannon Wright.
And this is Michael Wright.
Reminding you to listen
to The Right Way with Shannon and Mike.
Every Monday through Thursday.
7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on SHRmedia.com.
Join me, Jack Alexander, for the Jack Alexander Experiment podcast, as I take a unique outsider's look at the issues affecting the USA. I fearlessly take on the issues that everyone else is too scared to touch. The Jack Alexander Experiment podcast is available wherever good podcasts can be found, like Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcast. The Jack Alexander Experiment, because it's not a matter of left versus right, it's a matter of right versus wrong.
After 6 years covering terror and corruption, the Unpleasant Blind Guy is making a change. I'm Dave Milner. Join me on Spreaker and YouTube through SHR Media and on the Western Free Radio Network as I team up with Jeff Mitchell, host of the English Defense League radio show on blogtalkradio.com. Check show pages for airtimes. It's the Unpleasant Blind Guy.
On EDL Radio,
there's
no surrender, ever.
Because truth is not always pleasant.
Featuring the effervescent contrarian Sackheads Clint, plus the unrestrained bulbosity of BZ, the Sackheads Against Tyranny is a real chat show. Doubling your late-night conservative talk show pleasure with double the hosts, you can listen every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Please note, some contents may have settled during shipping. Member FDIC, batteries not included, warranty void in Montenegro.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
The dream deferred is real. You've been waiting for the Exceptional Conservative Network, and now it's here. Go to theexceptionalconservativeshow.com. Tune in and get the best in urban conservative talk. Stop dreaming. It's real.